It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent the burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ now for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/WSJ.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line. Coming up
on the Money Beat podcast, U.S. stocks going out of 2015 with a whimper.
Spend lots of time on your device, then spend some of that time with us. WSJ Podcasts, the sound of success.
Afternoon, everybody. Paul Vigna here with Eric Holm, along with our special guest today, Dan Strump, sitting to my right. And I don't know if you've noticed, folks, you follow the market as closely as we do. I don't know if you've noticed that perhaps this year was not the greatest for the U.S. stock market, not one that's going to go down in history as a big red letter year for the stock market. In fact, Dan, and the reason we have Dan here today is because it was his abreast of the market, not ahead of the tape. I get sometimes right. I get these things mixed up. You're abreast of the market that you wrote with Corey today was talking about how really, and you can see it again today in the stock market, Monday in the stock market, U.S. equities are just going out with, to use your word, a whimper.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's definitely not been a year for the record books for sure. And actually, what's really unusual is you know, December is supposed to be, you know, one of the best months of the year. Pretty consistently, every mm-hmm. year delivers, you know, a solid return. You know, the so-called Santa Claus rally. Not the case at all this year. December right. has really been a downer for a lot of people.
In fact, really volatile too. I mean, you know, last week you had some rallying last week, and everyone I think thought, okay, well, market rallied. Now
here we go. Here comes Santa Claus.
Here comes the Santa Claus
right, yeah.
rally.
Yeah.
And everything's
going to
be fine.
Yeah.
But Monday, no, it's all gone. And it is since you had the August sell off, then the market kind of came back, and really since I guess really mid November-ish, right? I mean, you have just had the market just. Like it's on a Richter scale,
yeah.
you know, it's just going up and down,
and
like a seismograph.
What's really unusual, too, is that, you know, the big question mark for everybody this year was the Fed. When is the Fed going to raise rates? And they finally did it.
They answered that question.
They answered the question, and you wouldn't know it by the behavior of the stock market, because the stock market is still flying all over the place, and nobody seems to know which way this thing is going. So it really hasn't answered anything.
Right.
And the other problem, though, is oil. I mean, that seems to be the huge factor. And it seems that when oil's down, stocks are down. And when oil's up, stocks are up. And, Paul, you wrote about this, actually, for today's paper.
I did, Eric. Thank you for that setup. Thank you for batting that one over to me.
Right. I mean, but it's a weird correlation. It's not what you normally expect.
Yeah. And, it's funny because Stephen Grosser, fans of this podcast know him well. Whenever we have days like this, right, where oil and the S&P are both down, Grosser will say, you know, we should do that post about the correlations.
And we finally did.
And we finally did it. But most times I'll say, yeah, we'll do that, whatever. And then the next day, the correlation's gone, and I don't want to do that post anymore. Because it really is hard to tell why there is a correlation. But this year and the last several years, there have been more days where the S&P and oil have both closed down. It's been 85 so far. If it closes down, if both of those close down today, Monday, it'll be 86, and that'll be a record going back 30-some-odd years. There is some kind of correlation there. Why it's exactly happening, you can argue. And is it really happening, or is it just coincidence? You could even make that point. But clearly, oil has had a horrendous year, and that has affected all the capital markets.
No, that's totally right. I mean, I don't know what that correlation was, you know, a couple of years ago, but I think the reason why oil has everybody so spooked this time around, because low oil prices is supposed to be good, right?
Right.
It's supposed to be great for everybody. It's a jolt to the consumer. It's great for all these different industries in our economy that consume energy, which is most of the economy. But this oil decline has been so deep and so sustained that, you know, it's basically telling you that the world is in a recession. And that's what I think that it more than anything is why it has people so spooked.
All right. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. You can check the full podcast out at WSJ.com/podcasts.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.